We have a guest joining us live in studio this morning. We're going to talk healthcare this morning. It's a topic that's on everybody's mind. You see it in the news every day. Todd Hudspeth is the new chief executive officer of the Cass County Health System. He just joined the crew a few weeks ago and stopped by to have a little introductory visit with us here. Todd, how are you this morning?
Very good. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for spending a little time. I know things are probably still a little crazy for you at this point, trying to get everything settled and situated, not just with the work, but also with the family.
Absolutely. I'm in week four. And it's been a busy time. There's a lot to learn, a lot going on at the hospital, and I've just got a lot more to learn about how it operates and to get to know the people there. And so far, it's been great.
Well, good, good. I want to talk a little bit about your experience because we wanted to do a little introduction for you to the community, but I know you've had an opportunity to work in several smaller hospitals, like the Guthrie County Memorial Hospital and up in Storm Lake in Jamestown, North Dakota, where you recently came from. Do you like those experiences? Has that been good for you?
I love rural communities. Lived in Minneapolis and Omaha early in my career, and when I was raising young children, decided that I wanted to get back to my roots. I grew up in a small town in north central Iowa, 500 people, and so I really prefer a smaller community to a larger community.
Nice to get the Iowa kid back home.
Yeah, very good to be home.
And the family, I'm sure, loves that, too.
Absolutely.
Well, you also had some experience in some of the larger facilities as well here in the Midwest, the University of Nebraska Medical Center. I see you were director of the Storrs Cancer Institute over at Clarkson Hospital in Omaha, too. Has that helped you round out your experiences to set you up for an opportunity like this?
Absolutely. I think having a variety of experiences is important, and being at an academic medical center certainly is a different perspective than rural medicine. So I think that did help round me out, and it just is you learn a lot. Academic medical centers have a lot of students around, and so I've really taken that to heart, and I really like having students in my rural hospitals. I think that's a great learning experience for them, but it's also good for our staff, and I think they enjoy it as well.
What made you think that, Cass County, Iowa, maybe that would be a great opportunity for me. Maybe I should check into that.
Well, when I went to Guthrie Center in 1998, had some of my district meetings down here at Cass County Memorial Hospital, so I got to meet Pat Markham at that time, and you had just finished your 98 edition at that time, and so the hospital's absolutely gorgeous. So I was very, very impressed with the hospital and the community very early on. And then I also was in Atlantic for Gronewald Bell had healthcare conferences down here at the Country Club, and so started coming to those in 1998 and had a wonderful experience with Atlantic. So I had several opportunities to get back to Iowa from Jamestown, and I turned many of those down. That just wasn't a good fit. But when Atlantic came up, I was very excited about that just because of the great hospital and the great community.
Talk about what you've found here so far. I know Pat Markham was the administrator CEO for a good chunk of years.
Yep.
We've had a lot of stability there in some cases. In some instances, you get turnover in any organization. There have been facilities changes, as you've touched on. Where are we right now?
I think we're in a great spot for the future. They just completed a very large addition to the inpatient unit and added an MRI and refreshing and remodeling some of the other areas. So facility-wise, we're setting very good. I would invite people who maybe haven't seen the facility to come in and take a look. It's very modern and looks terrific. And I think that positions us well for the future. We've added the MRI service, which is something important to the community, and now it's in-house instead of in a truck. We're actively recruiting an orthopedic surgeon to add additional services to the hospital, and we're always looking for other specialists to come out here and do outpatient clinics as well.
Do you constantly look inward when you're running an organization like this? Do you have to almost kind of treat yourself like a retail business in a community where, are we doing what we need to do to sustain ourselves? Are we giving the consumers what they need?
Absolutely. I think we have to look externally and internally. Internally, we look at, are we offering the services that we need to be providing? And then we also look externally, what are the customers telling us? Are they leaving the community for services that we could provide and we're not currently? Are they leaving the community because of something we are not doing that we could do better? And so we're always looking critically at ourselves. Actually, to that point, we actually pay a company to survey our patients. They call them at home and get some information from them so we can track, are we getting better in areas that we want to improve? And we do look at that very seriously.
Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of folks will say right now, gosh, it's a difficult time to be in the healthcare industry with all the things happening. It seems like laws and regulations and what have you with healthcare and health insurance. seem to almost change on a daily basis. It's got to be a real challenging circumstance to be in right now. How do you look at it?
It's very challenging, but it's an exciting time to be in healthcare. There's a lot of good things happening in healthcare, I think, and there's a lot of good things happening up on the Hill at our hospital. So I'm very excited to be here, and I think the challenges are very surmountable. And I think overall, I think we're gonna do just fine in Atlantic Iowa.
You know, and it's always a challenge in a smaller rural community. This is a larger hospital considering some of the hospitals that are around us.
Absolutely.
But when you get to the cities, Omaha, Des Moines, what have you, obviously you have larger facilities, specialists that might be more readily available in some of those circumstances if you hop in the car and take off. Is that something that you're always looking out for? How do we keep people home?
Absolutely. And you know, we are, like I said, currently recruiting an orthopedic surgeon, because I know a lot of people end up going to Des Moines or Omaha for some of those procedures, and that's certainly something that our new operating rooms here can handle. And we're also always looking to bring out additional specialists to the community so patients don't have to travel. So we look at it, you know, two ways: what's economically beneficial for us, but also always looking at, you know, what can we do to help our patients have the convenience of getting their care close to home.
Well, think about for a second if the hospital was suddenly erased off of that map and it wasn't there anymore. It was just a bare spot on the top of the hill, and you were forced to go somewhere else every time something came up, whether it be major or minor. How does that change the face of a community?
Well, and that's huge impact. You know, I know a lot of rural communities right now deal with the loss of their schools, and you know the economic impact and the emotional impact that has. But you know, healthcare is in some respects so much more important, because you know that ambulance service and that emergency room and the availability to have LifeLight if you do have something critical. You know, having that gone from your community would be a tremendous blow.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the staff that you have now? I know you talk about recruiting some new staff members and things, because you're always looking to do what the community needs. But what about the staff you have on board right now? Are you positioned well?
I think we're positioned very well. Like I said, Pat Markham did a nice job building a very, very high-quality administrative team and a group of managers. And I think, too, they've done a nice job recruiting physicians and providers. We've got a great group of docs currently up there, and they do a fantastic job. Both in the family medicine. They also have a general surgery, psychiatry, emergency medicine. They all do a great job.
Well, obviously, being a chief executive officer, finances are a big part of what you do, too. And we see some small hospitals really struggling in some places. It can be very difficult at times. How are we sitting right now? Are we positioned well financially to move forward into the future?
I believe we are. We are part of the Critical Access Program, which provides additional payments for Medicare, and that's huge for every rural hospital. And we're adding services, and that's growing the business. And I think that's more and more important. It's good for our community to have us adding services, but it's good for our finances as well.
Yeah, well, of course, you come into a situation where we just completed, for the most part, have completed all of the renovations physically, and it's nice to, I suppose, have that behind you before you sit down in the chair so you can move forward from there. But, you know, that's just one of the challenges in changing jobs like that, is getting used to all the folks that are here and the facilities and what have you. The other part is dealing with all the family issues and stuff. You've got family that's kind of spread out a little bit now, getting ready to move and join you here, and you got kids that are just entering and getting into college and stuff. It's kind of a crazy time in your life.
It's a very bit crazy time. I had a busy January. I got married, and I bought a house, and I started a new job, and my wife started a new job.
Wow.
So it's been a busy few months so far. But my wife's in Storm Lake currently, and we're joining me in May after her oldest son graduates, and we're very excited about that. It's 100 miles to Storm Lake right now, which maybe sounds a little far, but in North Dakota, we were 480 miles apart. So this is really a much closer situation for us.
Yeah, your weekend drives got a lot easier.
A lot easier.
Well, and you've got some kids that are in school now, both your children and your wife's children. Five boys. Yikes. Boy, it's a good thing they're off to college. It's tough to feed all those kids.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've got a son, Alexander, that's at UNI. He's a freshman. And then Noah, my son, is second son, is in Storm Lake as a junior. And then Jess's son, Hunter, will graduate in May. And then we have Carter and Keenan are 9 and 10, and they'll be joining us here in Atlantic.
Excellent.
So we're excited about that.
Well, you do have a full plate.
We have very full plate.
Well, good. Well, it'd be nice to welcome them to the community here sooner than later then, too, and get them situated and figuring things out, making new friends.
Yep, we're excited. And that's another nice thing about the community. You know, two very nice golf courses. The YMCA is wonderful. So that's a huge community benefit, I think. And then you've got the bike trail just outside of town. So there's a lot of nice amenities here that I think are good for families.
A lot of things that that folks will enjoy. And you were telling me you enjoy motorcycling.
I do. I've got two Harleys, and my wife's looking to take the class so she can ride the other one. And then I also a pretty avid golfer. And then I hate to admit this, but I'm a lifelong Vikings fan, and I've had season tickets for the last 16 years, so that's our fall activity.
Oh, those are going to cost you soon.
They are costing me already.
Welcome to the wonderful world of a new stadium.
Exactly.
Huh? You thought hospital facilities were expensive to build.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we look forward to running into you more here throughout the community, and when folks see you, we hope they stop by and say hi and introduce themselves. Todd Hudspeth is the new Chief Executive Officer of the Cass County Health System here in Atlantic, fresh on the job, and we look forward to a good, long, beneficial partnership here. Todd, thanks a lot.
Thank you. It's great to be here.